When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Nate is reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, you can use my real name because I hope she hears this.
All right. Thank you.
He understands that sometimes, you know, we change names to protect the innocent. That is not necessary.
Not the case here. Nope.
Yep. So he says, LOL. Anyway, this is going to sound crazy, but bear with me. My wife loves going to psychics, fortune tellers, mediums, all the hocus pocus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's wasting more money on it than she should, but I've never really, you know, protested it until now.
Mm-hmm.
At her most recent reading, she was advised to, quote, stay close to home this summer to avoid any danger. And now she's insisting we postpone our vacation in July. Like, are you kidding me?
Mm.
We've been planning this trip all year, and now she wants to cancel it all because some woman with a funny deck of cards? How do you even argue logically with something like that? How much do I push back on this? Or do you think I should just go alone in July and show her how silly these voodoo people are?
Wow.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Man, sounds like he is tempting fate.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. If someone's telling me that, I would pause.
Really?
I don't know if I'm canceling the whole shindig for it.
I mean,
but
look, it was very vague. If that's exactly what was said or what was revealed in the psychic reading, then
how close to home do we need to stay?
Then, yeah.
We're safe.
Yeah, stay close to home this summer to avoid any danger. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that could be anything.
Yeah, could we consider home like the United States? And then we're good, right?
No, I don't think we're doing that.
We're not doing that?
I don't think we're considering the United States as home.
That'd be the justification I would
Are
try.
We considering Earth home?
Well, I'm saying United States, home.
Okay.
And I think that's, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't say where he's going, did he? Where were they going? Didn't say.
No.
Hmm.
No.
Maybe to the beach, though.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine it's probably, you know, maybe a coast, maybe, you know, something, a trip like that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't, like, is there anybody who is, I guess, listening who could weigh in on this, who maybe is a psychic medium or is able to tell us what that, decipher what that means?
Well, it sounds like that she was using tarot cards for this particular prediction. I don't know. And again, I don't know anything about all that or how accurate those are, but mm-hmm. It does seem like, I feel like I understand where Nate's coming from. Like, are you going to trash our whole vacation plans because that person's got a funny feeling about it?
Yeah.
Or something that some cards, yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
I've never been one to, I base my life choices on things like that. But I don't know, maybe there are people that have and it's proven to work for them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to help Nate though.
Yeah, I don't necessarily even know what to say to Nate. Like,
I know.
I don't, because part of you should respect the fact that your wife has these feelings.
Yeah. Well, James says, I have a funny story. Went to a psychic. I was told I would meet my wife in a red dress on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
She was shocked when I told her I was gay. She got up and walked away. So that one maybe
not going to meet my wife. Sorry.
Not as solid. Not as solid of a psychic there.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can understand that they come in all shapes and sizes and you know, all levels of ability to see.
Well, and I will say for years on this show, back in the day, we had a psychic on regularly,
yeah,
like every year,
yeah.
Sharon
mm-hmm.
Capehart.
Mm-hmm.
And she was always kind of astonishing at some of the things. Like she would, I remember one particular story. There was a woman that had lost an heirloom ring
mm-hmm.
and they'd been looking for it for like over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon's all like, oh yeah, it's in this closet in this box in like the left corner. And it was there.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, there's been things like that. So,
right. I mean, I think there are those exceptions and I think there are some energies that are out there that,
sure.
that can certainly, point to certain things, but What are we telling Nate to tell his wife?
I don't know. Cause he's wanting like the words to talk her off the ledge so that they can go have their family vacation without her worrying that there's impending doom looming over them.
All right. Well, here, what should we say to him? This is where it comes in to group therapy session. All right. So 502-795-1997. Or do you have a story about going to a psychic?
And then it ended up being true.
What happened? Yeah, yes. Exactly. Because maybe some of those stories and
might convince Nate they need to stay home. Yeah, staycation, I was going to say,
maybe it's something that you should probably adhere to. So 502-795-1997 is our number. So group therapy on 99.7 DJX dives into the unknown, the psychic world, if you will. When Nate's wife went to a psychic or had a reading, and the reading came back as saying, hey,
stay close to home
to avoid danger.
Yeah.
His wife is now saying, we're not going on vacation this July.
And Nate's all like, you crazy?
Yeah. He's like, hey, we've been working towards this for a while.
Right.
So we were just kind of like wondering, hey, so I don't have a whole lot of experience in the psychic world. Do you have any stories about it coming true? Is it something that Nate should really just like pay attention to and adhere to, listen to his wife? You know what I mean?
Yes. Missy texted, I mean, for real, we're all pretty much safe in our own home, but what life throws at you as soon as you step out the door, it can mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Shannon on Facebook just says, go alone. Okay.
Okay, dokie. I don't think that's what he wants to do.
Okay. What's your thought on this?
Hi, DJX, your neighborhood trashy witch here.
Hi.
hi. So here's the words for Nate. He can tell his wife that if you believe it, you can manifest it. So if you are going to believe the negative, you can manifest the negative.
Oh.
Like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Correct.
So don't worry about it. It won't happen.
Yeah. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Just take the Hakuna Matata sort of attitude.
It means no worries.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. Yeah. So they should still go on their vacation. And I don't know, I don't know this psychic, but there are the ones out there that are like, pay me money. You should stay close to home so you can keep coming to me on the regular.
Right. And maybe she should have asked for specifics, like narrow it down for me of what I need to look out for.
Yeah.
What does close to home mean?
Yes.
Right. Right. Okay.
What activity should we avoid?
Thank you, neighborhood witch.
Trashy witch. Oh, now get it right.
Thank you, our neighborhood trashy even witch.
Even better.
love you guys. Bye.
All right. We also got a message that was like, hey, staying close to home doesn't always mean physical distance. Staying close to home emotionally, meaning like, don't upset Nate by taking bad advice.
There you go. That could also work. Ambie said, just want to say that I think it's wrong to shame her for this. Many people have different beliefs. No, I don't believe in paying for mystic intervention. But I just sit her down and talk to her about how life can't be dictated to us. You can't attack her beliefs and expect her not to double down. Perhaps there's other stuff going on.
Mm.
Lisa says George Costanza was told not to go on a trip by a psychic, so Kramer went instead. The worst thing that happened was Kramer got bit by a jellyfish to go on the dang trip.
Talking about Seinfeld.
Yes.
Seinfeld episode. Seinfeld now, reference. Brittany had messaged us a story and just said, my sisters and I went to a psychic a couple years after our mom had died, and that's how long the wait list was to see this person. Just a couple things that were crazy. I drove us there in my sister's car and, as a joke, got up to about 110 and said, let's see how fast this baby can go just to mess with my sisters. When we got to the psychic, one of the things she said was, your mom is saying you need to slow down on your driving. She also knew the nickname my mom gave my son, her grandson, growing up, which was very unique, wrote it down on a piece of paper that she still has.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's stuff that you couldn't have known.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have known.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Well,
okay,
you know.
Now, Nate, stay home.
You know, I do kind of like the maybe you can just manifest good.
Yes.
You know, and like maybe
now,
you can
now
convince,
that we know to be more careful, we'll be more careful and it's going to be great.
Yeah. Maybe, Nate, you can convince your wife just manifesting good and kind of get her on that. But if she's adamant about not going, then, you know, maybe you figure out a compromise. All right.
Something that's going to make her feel more comfortable.
All right. Well, hey, thanks. Keep us posted, by the way. That is group therapy.